You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When you're sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me, you know why?
Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. And I am truly excited today. I'm excited about the guests because this is a special show.
Wow, now, finally.
Now, I have said that 500 times before, but this time I really mean it. So, and we'll get to that in a second. First and foremost, Harry, how are you?
I'm having a ball.
Yeah.
I'm having a ball in this motherfucker.
You're just ready to rock and roll?
Yeah. Yeah, and I have a tough time keeping these gators down.
Dre is coming back. I got some messages.
You did? All right.
But I want to, you know, shout out to Dre. Also, shout out to, you know, Andre D. Thompson. Check him out and check out his podcast, Slouch Theory. Andre's actually on a writing gig for
Charlemagne.
For Charlemagne the God's talk show.
On Comedy Central. Check it out. I believe it's on Friday nights.
Yeah, I'm really happy for him. And I missed the fuck out of him. So, let's get into the guests. This is a weird thing. I've always had a little crush on her. You know, I don't really have crushes often, but a little crush on her. Really funny comedian, and she's actually running for mayor.
Right. So she's intelligent too.
She's smart,
in theory,
pretty, and
running
and,
for mayor.
Running as a libertarian party. Give it up for Stacey Pressman, y'all. Give
Stacey.
It up.
Hi, I'm so flattered. I'm blushing.
You're a sweetie. You're such a sweetie. I've always enjoyed your company. Always, always, always. Crazy stuff. I haven't seen you since before the COVID, right?
Before the COVID struck and 2019-20. You came and you stopped by. I was hosting at Greenwich Village Comedy Club.
Yeah, yeah.
And you came by, we said hi, we took some pictures, and then the world, I went to LA and they came back, and the world closed.
And the world went to shit. So it's good, it's really good to see you. I'm just finding out today that you're running for mayor on the Libertarian Party. First thing, tell me, because I've been trying to figure out this Libertarian thing for a while. What is Libertarian? Because every time I try to go, okay, there's a libertarian, and I ask a libertarian, they always tell me that every other libertarian doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about, and they know what it is, and then
that's actually the official
plan
political statement. Yeah.
It's like, we don't know who the fuck we are.
Right.
Well, I think to me, as far as Larry Sharp put it the best, you could be as conservative as you want or liberal as you want. It's like respecting each other's beliefs. The party does have standards of what they believe in. They believe in open borders. That's one of their stances, pro-choice, gay, lesbian, trans rights, all that stuff. They believe that. They believe in Second Amendment. That's a huge thing.
I've also heard there's a lot of libertarians that are like constitutional libertarians, some people that don't believe in any government organizations, which is really nuts because you're
anarchists.
Yeah, so, like
there's
the
a
anarchists.
Lot of caucuses. There's,
yeah,
it's like they're divided up.
I heard it's like four divisions of it.
No, hundreds. Like there's hundreds. Yeah. I mean, they just keep creating caucus. I'm just like a centrist. I'm like, do what you want. Leave me alone. Let's have less bureaucracy in our city, in our country. Love each other. Stand. Don't bother each other. I live my life. You live your life. Don't tread on me. That's how I. That's my view of libertarianism.
Okay, let me ask you this though. So here's, I really want to get into this because I'm. Sure. This is my other passion.
The sex?
No kidding. That is my passion as well.
It's fucking in politics. Yeah, that's your two.
Fucking in politics. I'm
in. You know what? Being a politician, I have to say, you feel more like a whore as a politician than a comedian.
Really?
Yes. Or an actor. I've never felt more like a.
In what way? Explain that.
I don't know. You just kind of have to like ask for money all the time from just for no, you know, donate to my campaign, donate, which is fine. You have to donate to the campaign. You have to have money to be able to run. It costs us, you know, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to get on the ballot alone.
Right.
It just feels different. I don't know. It feels.
What's the first step? If somebody wanted to run for mayor, what's the first step?
Well, for me, you can run independent. You can run in a party. You declare, then you go to the board of, you fill out lots of paperwork with the board of elections, you open a bank account, you have a treasurer and start raising money, you start, you make sure you do all your paperwork correctly for this.
Do you need signatures first?
Yeah,
or?
That's later on.
Okay.
To get on the ballot.
Okay.
And
how
then,
many signatures do you have to have?
We had to get like 4,000 or 5,000 signatures. Uh-huh. Depending on what party you are and stuff like that. So, yeah, you get a lot, thousands of signatures. Different offices, you have to get a different amount of signatures.
Right.
And then you just campaign, make appearances, talk, you know, go to mayoral debates. Mm. A lot of them, for me, were online because of the pandemic. So that made it a little bit.
Well, it's also kind of a weird thing now because with new media now, everything being online and internet and YouTube and stuff. I mean, some of these dudes like Kyle Kalinske, David Pakman, like TYT, like Young Turks. All these guys are their platform is just as big as news, and sometimes even bigger in cases because everybody's doing it on the phone, you know. So it's just like comedy that it's so different in that. Everything is online based, and how does that affect you?
Which simplifies it to a degree.
Yeah, it also removes the gatekeepers. You know, you don't have to. Yeah. You know, if you can build money and build a following in independently, you can just kind of move forward.
Yeah, I mean, you can build. I mean, basically, there's like a lot of organizations that hold forums where you don't really argue, but you give your stance on different. They're sort of like debates. Mm-hmm. So I've debated all the Democrats so far, except for Yang. Mm-hmm. And Eric Adams, like, I agree with Stacey. I said that many times in many of the debates. Cause they didn't see me as a threat. Now that we're moving forward, the Libertarian Party is the third largest party in the country.
Right.
So it's creating a different feel. It's starting to heat up more.
Right.
And
are you the only Libertarian who's running?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So you're the only one that there's no other like.
We had our.
You had your
convention,
caucus.
Yeah. A caucus convention, and
so Libertarian Party is a big party, especially now.
Yeah. How many people?
So how do you end up on top?
I just.
How many people and how
worked,
do you?
I just worked my. I didn't.
Stacey
no one
likes to be on top.
I like to be on top.
Right.
That's
true.
I just had a great Larry Sharp, who's very well respected. He ran for governor.
Mm-hmm.
He did well. He did well in New York. He's my senior advisor. So mm-hmm. we just pushed forward, got national endorsement, and that's how it works.
Wow.
It just was something I wanted. I manifested it. I actually said back. Many years ago, about 2014-15, I said I want to run for mayor, and they were like laughing at me. I said it on a radio show when I used to do it with Reverend Bob Levy, and mm-hmm. they made funny memes and stuff. And then I actually did it.
Right, right.
I manifested it. I believe in that. Not even though I'm not like a weird crystal person.
What was your platform? What was the thing that made you want to run, or was it just that everybody else was so shit, or what?
This is before we had a shitty de Blasio. I'm a big animal rights person. I feel that our city isn't run smoothly. I've been living here my whole life. I see all the crap, the subways, the bureaucracy, the junk that we have, the wasted money that's not getting down to the people that really need it, our homeless problem that never, ever got solved.
Mm-hmm.
Our school system sucks compared
to
when I went to school. It's gotten so much worse. So I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to put my platforms out there. And hopefully, maybe if I win, that'd be amazing, and I hope that these platforms go forward.
Wow, that's dope. That's really dope. I feel like I should run for something.
You should.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work. It's a lot
you
of
run, don't you run these streets?
I do run these streets,
right,
player.
That's my understanding.
Like, the best thing, wait, I should have started with city council. That would have been a lot better, but I can go.
You went in the deep end.
I went right. I went for the big time. That's
me.
Yeah, Stacey
loves
go
going
home.
Deep.
I
don't do things small.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, but it was fun. It's fun.
I feel like
Stacey
likes it big.
She likes it big, and she goes deep.
Not too big. I would run for president otherwise.
Yeah.
That's dope. Stacey and I have been friends for a long time, and just always a fucking hottie.
Stacey's a cutie.
She's
cutie.
A cutie,
and also sweet, just very sweet.
Very
and
sweet,
I, yeah, yeah.
Kind, always, and funny.
And funny, yeah. And all right, that comes in third. That's not right. We put that third.
Well, I mean, well, you know, I guess it's, I was no in no order.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Motherfuckers have called me big.
That's
first.
True. Ladies and gentlemen, this next comedian, he's big.
He's big, tough.
He is black.
He is black as well. and Jewish, funny.
And funny. Also funny. Dante Nero. Did you lose your glasses?
Yeah,
you're right?
I'll find them. I don't need them.
Aren't they right here?
No, those are
those are my two glasses. My those are my
Harry's
shaded.
Girly glasses.
They're not
they're
girly, they're tinted.
They're
excuse me.
I'm fine. I don't need them.
It's called fashion.
Okay. All right. Fashion.
It's fashion.
Fashion.
All right. So how does being the comedian thing beneficial or because I mean you
I missed you know, it's I get so serious when I do these debates. I want to make jokes. I'm like, but if you take say one thing, everyone will like take it the wrong way. No one gets irony. No one gets humor.
Yeah.
So you're, you know, so I have to be so, I'm like so serious.
Right.
So I missed, you know, doing stand up has been such a relief. I had a show on Saturday and I was like, I just like let loose. And I'm so honest on stage too. I don't hold anything back. So I have to watch myself.
The other thing is I did a show with Stacey, I think last Friday or if I forget.
Yeah.
And Stacey was, blue.
Oh.
She worked blue.
She worked a little blue.
She did work very blue, and not a mayoral candidate blue.
No, blue.
I went all the way.
You went all the way, as Stacey's known to do. So, I mean, does that affect it yet? Have people started trying to post clips? Are you not that much of a threat yet to them?
I'm not a threat. I mean, look, I'm not offending anybody in terms of like who I am. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not racist. I'm telling this is my truth. Like,
right.
I'm telling my fucking truth.
Right.
This is not me saying
and
these kinds of people are bad. Or that.
Being a libertarian, it
they're already nuts.
It's hard to offend the libertarians.
The whole point is live and let live, and so it kind of fits. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
And my blue is kind of it's more sex. It's more.
Yeah.
I don't talk about anything like people nowadays get really offended with race and religion and sexuality, not sex, but you know, gay, trans,
labeling or whatever.
That
yeah.
stuff. But I just talk about my own sexuality and my own stuff. So, you know, fuck that. You know, it's my shit.
Right,
this is me. I got to deal with it.
And you certainly did that night.
And I talk about, like, in real time. Like, it's not like I have these jokes. These are, like, in real time.
These are real things that are happening to her.
Like, today. Like, I'm, like, a today comic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, I sit on stage, like.
You told me a story Friday after the show.
He wouldn't tell me the story. He said he's going to wait for you to come to tell me the story.
I want Stacey to tell me the story. This is interesting.
About the guy. I dated somebody.
Sure. As you're known to do, which
known
is all
to
right.
Do.
It's 2021.
I've been going on. You know, I went online and met people, which is like, everyone I've been meeting is absolutely out of their mind. Like
right.
every time, I mean, I'm not even saying that they seemed really normal the first few months. And I'm not. And look, we're comics. I know some fucked up people.
Right.
They're out of their fucking.
So you're gourds. Saying abnormal even
I'm not
for the?
They're like they put these like. These masks on, you know,
facades.
Right, right, right.
I don't mean like, you know, like yeah,
like
facade.
A facade, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then they, it all falls down, and
yeah. it can't last for very long.
Yeah, but they're not like charming. They're just like they just, you realize they're dumb. You realize they're just like,
I say this all the time that comics are some of the smartest people. That I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain
even
level.
Even the dumb ones are
even
smart.
Even the dumb ones. Yeah, I was going to say that. Even the dumb ones are smarter than, like,
your
the regular
Joe,
people.
Yeah.
Because there's a level of, in order to do comedy, there's a level of, level of awareness that you have to have in order to be funny. Because if you don't know what the audience is thinks or perceives, you then the funny comes from knowing what they perceive and either going against it or going or admitting to what they perceive in the first place.
Right.
And so you as a comic you have to have that ability to be aware of what the surroundings are, and just be in the moment. And what you find, what I find so often is that regular people, like you said, are
normies.
Always, yeah, they're civilians. They're always putting on an air to kind of be perceived as something that they're really not, so that they can actually be in a conversation that they don't necessarily deserve to be in.
Right.
Whereas comics, a lot of times, even if they either think they know and they're out of their fucking mind, or they'll go, I don't know nothing about it. I don't.
That's me. I'm like, I don't know. Tell me. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I like that. Like, we're curious.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't know something, I'm like, tell me about it. And then I'll learn a new thing. I'm not going to pretend to know it.
Right, right.
I'd rather you tell me and I learn about it.
Right.
We'll also admit that we don't know shit about something.
Like, yeah. I don't know shit
about like, any of that.
I mean, this mayor only.
Except for Voss.
Yeah.
Except for Rich Voss.
I know everything.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I know. So you were dating. So you're dating this guy. I guess he was a civilian.
A civilian, yes.
And what happened?
It was a while ago.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes,
for the statute of limitations.
Well, I have another story after that. But
okay, perfect.
So, basically, like things were going well. He was like kind of love bombing me, but he didn't say love, but like sending me flowers and like, like. You know, it's, you know, really, like, it was
Are
fun.
You a flower person? Oh, no.
Look,
jack off. Stacey just did the jack off motion.
You can see. If you want to send me flowers, it's nice. I mean, I once did a show down in Florida, and this, like, stalker guy sent me, like, hundreds of bouquets of flowers. So it was traumatic. Like, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one day, and it was down in Florida, he found my address.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing I knew, because we had a great show, and he really loved the show, we did vagina monologues.
Mm.
And I did a fake orgasm, so I guess he got turned on.
Okay.
And it was, like, an older dude, and he kept and like I got in front of my door in my apartment building at the time, hundreds. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like it must have been $10,000 worth of like crazy flowers,
really?
And I kept giving them away. I was like, it looked like someone died. My landlord asked me if someone died. I mean, it was really sad. So
right.
Flowers to me aren't. I don't mind them. Like there's a time and place, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's a time and place.
It's a couple here. Can't
and
be
you
romantic,
don't do that
though.
If I don't know you. It's
well, we were dating for like a month.
Oh, you were dating him, so he wasn't just a stalker.
Well, there's two separate stories.
That guy, that was a stalker.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all
that
right.
That was like 2000, whatever.
I thought she was like, oh, the stalker. We dated for a little
while.
Like,
why I don't like flowers that much,
because
I was traumatized by this. Right.
It was like at first, the first 10,000 were overwhelming, but after the second 10,000 finally got to me, I gave
it. And then I broke up with a dude, like, and he sent me a flower. I'm like, why? I just broke up with you. I don't want a flower. Anyway, and I threw it away.
So this guy was love bombing you a little bit.
Like, we hope this is our last stop together. You know, that kind of talk. I'm like,
okay.
And meanwhile, I'm under immense amounts of stress, right?
Right.
I have this campaign. I'm dealing with trying to figure out, you know, like getting my comedy back as I'm running this campaign because I want to make
COVID going on.
We have COVID going on.
Yeah.
I have an elderly mother that I'm taking, you know, I care of most of the time. You know, so I'm.
Yeah,
I'm
it's dealing, a lot
you know,
going on.
You know, it's like there's a lot of shit going on at our age. Like, there's shit.
Yeah.
Taking care of myself, making sure I'm like eating well and sleeping well, you know, I'm very like into that. So, you know, I just like to be like liked, and I like that. It makes me feel like good. It makes it gives me the, you know, we all like to be liked, and you know, and it was going well, and he seemed intelligent, and he was kind of in touch with himself.
What does that mean? What between the jack off hand signals and the air quotes?
The air quotes,
Let's put it this way, Don. Did he
soft? He's a pussy.
Well, I called him a pussy. I'll tell you why.
Oh, this is getting better every day.
Right,
I did call him a pussy. So, and I loved it. But I loved calling him a pussy better.
Oh, okay.
So basically, he basically was a life coach, but that wasn't his real job. Like he had a regular job in like an office, and he made decent money. But he wanted to be a life coach.
Okay.
Right there, he signed up for the and he paid all the money to be a life coach.
And paid more like.
You know those certificates you get online?
Like,
you take a class like for 6 months, and then you get a fucking thing, and then you help other fucked up people.
Right.
With their fucked up shit, and you're even more fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you shouldn't be telling people should not be paying you. Go get a be a psychologist.
You
get
fix
your social work thing.
Yeah.
Get a master's, bitch. You know. Anyway, I'm gonna get really angry because get a master's degree.
Yeah.
All right.
So then, anyway, so we're dating. So the last week, you know, like I spent like 2 or 3 weeks. Like you know, we dated for like almost. Month and a half, 2 months. So we had 1 weekend I spent. It was very lovely. It was relaxing. And the dude loved cover bands. Like, we went to cover bands, which make me nauseous. They're like... They're like designer imposters.
Now, did you say, that you hate cut, or did you just kind of
I was like, it was fun to do something. Like, I just haven't done shit.
Right, okay.
I'm like, locking
you just wanted to get the fuck out the house.
Like, I want to get the fuck out the house, motherfucker.
So you're, at that point, you're willing to go see another One Bites the Dust, the Queen tribute
band. That's what I said. We did see that. Exactly what we saw. Boom. Stone Pony.
In Asbury Park?
Of course. So every other middle-aged freak. And I'm like, I just want to get out of the house, right? And then we saw this other band, which like a guy just singing from his iPad. It was crazy. So, I mean, whatever. It was like something to do.
But you're not reciprocating this lovely feeling.
You're not love bombing back.
Well, I'm just being like, you know, liking it. I'm liking it. I
like that you like me.
And I like you too. I'm attracted, you know.
Sure.
So, and he's always like, I hope this is the last step for both of us at the beach. I'm like, you know, I'm like, all right. What's the last stop? We're on the what? The fuck you train? I don't know what he's talking about. The last stop. Like, we're going to get married. What do you mean? Yeah.
It's Coney Island.
Then he was like, he had kids and he's like, you know, I'm like, you know, then I'm like, he's like,
Stacey did, she did her own production of Grease, but it went the other way. She ruined the summer loving.
Yeah, had me no blast.
Yeah. So this is your summer romance, but it's not going well. You're,
it was at the end of
like
summer.
It's like a mediocre
romance. The Labor
kind of
Day
romance,
I call it. The
Stacey's so funny.
Last call before the winter type of romance here.
Yeah,
okay.
Winter kills. He didn't know who Suzanne Vega was, and that was a turnoff. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm like, you don't know my name is Luca? Yeah, you don't know Tom Steiner? What kind of retard are you? I'm sorry. Right. I don't mean retard people in a slow way. I mean like in a guy that I date way.
Okay.
I don't want to offend people. I got canceled. All right. So anyway, so
that'll only get you more votes in the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
We have two nights. Like the last night we go out.
Yeah.
I'm at his house for the weekend. He lives in another state. I'm not going to say the name.
I'm going to assume it's Jersey based on the Stone Pony, but I'm just going to, I don't.
I didn't say that, Harry, but you can make your
Anyway, we took the turnpike. And,
we took the turnpike.
He's the boss.
We had some Taylor ham right before we made love.
And we go to this, so we stopped at these different bars, and the last bar we stopped was a comedy club, a place they do comedy. I'm like, oh, my friend Joe might be here. But the show was canceled. Okay. And it was like, and then we ended up staying at the bar and having even more wine. Mm-hmm. So some guy comes over to us and like talks to him. He didn't know anyone at the bar and starts talking to him like he's picking him. It was like too much. Like weird.
Like he was hitting on him.
Hitting on him, being too friendly, but ignoring me.
But okay. He knew he did.
He did not know this guy.
Okay.
It was like a bar he'd never gone to. Okay. I've been there to perform.
But it was like the guy's gaydar went off, and he was like, this is something I could probably snatch
I don't
up.
Know. It was weird. It was like, because this guy was kind of cute. And like
he gave you the Heisman and then talked to your
I've never
boyfriend
had a guy,
or whatever you
like,
want to
talk
define.
To both of us. You know what I'm saying? Even if you want my boyfriend. Like it's like, all right. But or something. Maybe he thought he had drugs. Who the hell knows? Okay. Anyway, so he's like, well, let's play darts. He goes, they have darts. And the guy that I was dating, like, was a dart player. He was on a dart league. Anyway, that's really fun. Let's go play darts.
I dated a girl that was did professional karaoke.
Well, at least she's like a singer.
A karaoke team.
Karaoke. Like
was she a good singer?
She was a good singer, but it was like they would do like props and shit. It was just fucking awful.
Just like, did you have to go watch it?
Yeah, I went like once, and I was like, I'm
not. Like, just sing in a band. Like,
she's on a team.
If you're talented, just sing. Like, do it for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of people, they don't want to. They want to do stuff, but they don't want to know whether they're not good, if they're not good enough. So they do it to the point where
no one's judging.
It's like and she was a comic, so she would do bringer shows, but she would like do bringer shows. And then, so for those who don't know, if when you start out as a comic, if you want to do shows, if you bring people, you could get on stage.
Right.
But she would bring 35 people.
I'm like, produce your own shows.
Right. But they would all come to see her, and then they would be on Facebook. Girl, you killed it. Blah, blah, blah. But it's like that. No.
How did you deal with that? Because you must, like, you're like, you didn't kill it.
Well, because you know how I am. I'm not.
You're like, you did not kill it, bitch.
I was like, look, I would be like.
I just picture you with a newspaper, putting down your newspaper and your bifocals going, you didn't kill it, and then just raising your newspaper back up.
But really, if I dated a guy with a bringer, and his friends, I'm like, oh, no, that joke wasn't.
Well,
good.
I was fine with the fact that she was doing
it. She was hot,
but
though.
She was smoking hot. Yeah. But I knew that had to be a thing. She wouldn't do. So I would come over and I would be like, yo, did you do an open mic today? How many times you been on stage?
Right.
How many times you get on stage? How many shows did you do? How many? And oh, I didn't. And then she would do this bringer show, and then she would
for the accolades.
It would be, yeah, for the accolades, and then it would go to shit again. It would be, but never really trying to escalate.
Well, that's interesting you said that, because bringers are very different than people who are actually doing stand up because. Yeah. If you're not doing open mics all the time and those book little shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit shows.
And then you do bringers just for your tape.
Yeah.
When you're starting out.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't understand why. That's what they should be doing.
Right, right.
The bringer shows are just the thing that you do for the tape.
Right.
That shouldn't be the only performances
yeah,
you're doing.
Yeah, people exactly. don't know.
Yeah, exactly. They don't
people
know.
Don't know.
But if you're just doing it for the accolades, and then you and I was just like, and then I really got to the point where I was like, stop telling people you're a comic.
Ooh.
I was like, you're not a comic.
You're very offended almost.
You're offended. I said, because you know what we did.
Oh, my God. Every night, on every show, anywhere.
Yeah.
And even if you didn't get up, you went out to try to get up, and you sat in the back of the room hoping you
could
get up.
That's how I met you. We were doing your comedy club. And we were getting real spots back then, back and forth, back and forth. Back. I'd watch you. I'd watch this one, that one, this one. I'm like, oh, I learned watching people, too.
Yeah.
How to deal with the crowd. Yeah. Like, you just being around the best comedians in the city. That's what. Yeah. We
that's
did.
How you get better.
Right.
That's the thing about like LOL and those other and Ha. They would have all these shit comics who would go on, and then you would never really know what real good comedy looks like because you'd be stuck. That happened to a lot of those dudes out in like not. I mean, Bob Levy and those guys would get stuck in that
little group.
Bridge and tunnel,
Jersey
and then,
Road
yeah.
sort of situation.
Yeah,
the Road
Warriors. I did radio with
Florentine was the best of those dudes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he broke out and started doing real shit.
Voss was in that group too.
Voss did the
became
cellar.
New York.
Yeah,
Voss
yeah.
and Norton did New York.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, I guess Florentine did too to some
degree.
He did. But,
Florentine worked. Yeah,
but then they're not the best. They just went to New York.
Yeah,
like they're not Jersey guys.
Right.
Maybe
right.
Bob Levy was the best
like
of the.
They all have that raspy voice.
Yeah,
that's also like in Boston. It's like all the dudes in Boston. There's this clique in Boston.
Yeah.
That where they're the
that only gonna
of,
do Boston.
Yeah, and then
the they were big in Boston for the 80s, especially.
Yeah,
but this guy, so we're getting lost on track. This guy was shooting darts. We were mocking his dart shooting.
Yeah, because he's a dart player.
All
so
right,
you're on a date with this guy. Your beloved.
I'm saying, I could talk to anybody. So some dude comes over to me, he's 39, telling me about his girlfriend and this and that. And then he didn't really hit on me. And then the waitress just kept pouring me wine because he knew the guy was gonna pay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. You know when you're sitting there, like, you know, and I'm drinking. I must have had, like, 10 glasses of wine that night all together.
Wow.
And I can't drink. I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a good drinker. Wow. Like, but I didn't make a fight. I didn't mean to, you know, I didn't feel, like, that great, but whatever. So that I was, like, kind of, then I went over to him, like, hey, can I play darts? Can I watch you? And they didn't, like, really. So then I just went back down. Then we go back.
So they're like, get away.
Get away.
Get away.
Kind of. But
usually, take your vagina and beat it.
But the thing was, if you were to do that, let's say you would say, come with me, watch me.
I would
me.
Go, come. Like, I would pull you in.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'd
check
I'd,
this out. I'm almost
I'd
winning.
I'd let you lean back on you.
Yeah.
And just, then we could throw the
he
dart.
He goes, it's a serious game. I'm like, what kind of fucking serious? What are you curing cancer? You're doing surgery with the dart? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. You're doing open heart surgery with a dart? Like, you're throwing darts at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Can't
how
be that
fucking serious
yeah.
What, are you betting money I don't know about?
Well,
anyway.
A down-low gay dude who's trying to fuck you on the low.
I was like, what the hell? So, anyway, I was like, all right. But, I wasn't angry, but looking back, So then we were in bed at night, and I was a little bit like, kind of blacked out drunk. Not black, but like, but Stacey's some
brown out drunk.
Brown out drunk.
Like I basically.
You had a rolling brown out?
I was a rolling, yes. I was brown out drunk. And we started having sex. You know, I was like. Ugh.
Sex any good?
It was pretty good. The sex was good. But it was good. I mean, it wasn't, nothing was wrong with the sex. It was good. It was whatever. I don't know. I came.
Is that great or is it good?
You know, it's like. I don't know. What makes good sex? Like, if you're not mentally stimulated and, you know.
So the physical action was good, but you didn't have an emotional
like
connection.
Like, I wasn't.
You wasn't
I
into
didn't
the
feel
guy.
Like
you
I
weren't
didn't,
into the guy, but physically he
kind of. I thought he was good looking, and I liked the way it felt, but it was just that certain.
The oomph.
I don't know how to explain it. It's the mental part. I think there was no connection.
Yeah.
The real connection, the chemistry, Harry, you love that word.
Oh,
the chemistry.
Jesus,
like put it this way, if I would masturbate, that I wouldn't think about that.
Okay.
And nothing was wrong with them. It was just that it wasn't, just, I don't know how to, it wasn't like.
It was like good diner food. It was fine.
Right. Filled
it got the job
like,
done.
Like chicken parm.
Yeah, like
a
chicken parm at a diner.
You know, like.
I didn't get sick.
No salmonella.
Three and a half stars.
Two and a half, right. I'm not, yeah. It wasn't that he did it. Yeah, he was fine.
So anyway, you're having sex.
We're having sex, and I'm like, I don't know. He said, so I was, now you have to realize black. I said, you love me? And he goes, I don't really know what he said, because I was drunk.
You were browned.
I was
brown out.
But then I go, you're inside of me, and you can't tell me you love me? Like a real drama queen I am. And most guys would be like, oh, God, shut the hell up. You know, you're drunk.
And you'd have laughed it off because you're a comic. Like, yeah.
I was like, oh, God, was I really being... Because I could be a drunk. I can get very dramatic. I want to commit suicide. My life has holes. My soul has holes in it when I get drunk. I write poetry.
No, that's the worst sign. You put that third.
Right.
You just let off with suicide, and you're like, worst of all, poetry.
I write poetry.
We got a couple of bottles of wine here. Yeah, let's crank it up.
Let's get some poems going.
I get dramatic, and I'm a real drama queen. You know, I don't like hurt anybody. So then he goes, and I don't remember what happened. So he sleeps in the other room. Then the next morning, I wake up.
So you got into like a fight because.
I guess so. I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. You were browned out. That was the rolling brown out.
He goes, you traumatized me last night. Because I thought I'd never see that part of you. I said, what part did you see of me? And he wouldn't tell me what I said. I thought I said, mean, like, horrible things. Like, I don't, you know, I know, but
I'm... Little dick motherfucker!
Yeah.
He didn't have a little... Like, I wouldn't say, I know what I say. Right. It's always, like, loving things, or maybe I'm too, maybe I said, I love you, you know, like,
you're not an angry drunk.
Right.
I could be, but it wasn't. Not when your dick is inside of me, unless it hurts.
Harry's trying to throw you a line. You're like,
nah. No, most definitely not. I am an asshole.
We also had anal sex, which I never had before. Anyway.
Nice. Okay.
That night.
Yeah,
that part you do remember.
Yes,
you do remember. You don't usually forget that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was
talk about a brownout.
Yeah.
But,
So I was like, I don't know what. I was like really taking risks.
Oh, yeah. You're walking the wild.
I was walking the wild side. So I was really.
Where's this corkscrew? I can't find it.
I was out of my mind. I can't believe you said I had anal sex on the air. My mother, thank God she doesn't.
I can't believe you said it in front of my girl the first time meeting her. 2 minutes.
She thought I was insane.
No, because she's been around enough comedians.
I said to his girlfriend, she's adorable. By the way, I loved her. So I'm like, anyway, which made it even crazier.
As we're walking,
she whispered it.
By the way, as we're walking down an abandoned Coney Island street, like I have the two of them behind me, and I'm like, we're walking through the Warriors, and I just got my head back and forth, and I'm half an ear. I just hear Stacey goes, "We had anal sex," to my girl.
I have no filter. You know that.
Yeah.
So, after that, he got very upset.
He said he was traumatized.
He used that word.
So he got anal sex and then still got traumatized. He's a pussy.
Right, so I said, I'm very highly sensitive, and I said, did I say anything mean to you? He goes, no. I said, then what?
What's the thing?
So then he finally told me on the phone, after he processed it, he goes.
And again, air quotes.
He processed it.
Comedy
breaks women.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it pulls back the curtain where you will not fuck with a female comic and they won't call you on your shit.
Yeah.
Gina Brown, good friend of mine.
I love Gina.
And look at Rachel Fiennes. Rachel used to have sex with her and post-coitus, and she used to just throw change on his chest. Hey, you know, get out, right? She would hit him in the chase with nickels.
I love it.
Gina... Yeah. Used to blow her dude and go, is this thing on?
I've done that one with my ex-husband. Yeah, we fuck around. Like,
yeah,
don't
sure,
fuck around.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
say
yeah.
it like it is. We're not going to, like, let you get away with shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, what am I dealing with this man? So he's like, I don't know if I want to continue this relationship or not. I'm like, I just
let you fuck me in the butt.
Yeah.
And then
doesn't end until I say so. Yeah.
So, though, this is what happens. So then he's like, because he's still texting me. I'm not going back with him. I don't want to.
How long ago was this?
Like a few weeks, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, all right.
So you're going back.
And then I don't want to.
She's going to wait till this election is done.
And then I don't want to go with him. No, I'm like, and then he's
you
like,
you need a cornball to walk around on in a suit.
Yeah. You say that now, but when you're looking to hear AC/DC, shook me all night, all night long, the tribute band. You're like,
A B C D E F, the band's name. Z
Dirty Deeds, the AC/DC
Dee
tribute
Tops.
Band. Yeah,
Dee Dee Top,
Dee Dee Top,
Con Jovi.
Yeah,
Con Job Jovi. Oy vey. That is...
So you're not going back with him.
So he's totally like, I'm like, then he
a
said
lot
to
of
me,
drama over the phone. A lot of.
I said I loved him, or I said I wanted him to. I said if that's the worst thing I ever say to you, you're lucky, motherfucker. That's what I said to him. I mean, really? Is that the worst thing I say? Something?
I, that's
do you
not
love me?
Terrible. That's not terrible.
So anyway, we got back. Then we were going to try to do it again. Then he broke plans with me. I'm like, it's over. I'm done. He goes, I don't want to drive over the bridge. I have to pay money.
Wow.
I said, well, you know what?
After the ass.
Then I said,
huh?
I'm done. I said, this is not working out for me. He goes, well, I want to.
Let me tell you, you let me hit you in the ass. I am. That buys
you're
a lot of.
You're hitchhiking.
That's a lot of currency right there. You let me hit the ass. I'm riding a bike over the bridge.
You're getting on the side of the plane like Tom Cruise
in
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I'm in.
Just
I'm
hanging
in.
On the
I'm
side.
I'm in.
He didn't even. I mean, I didn't even feel like it. Doesn't even feel good. Anyway, so
yeah.
For him, maybe I don't know. He just liked the idea of it, like the invasiveness of it. So I just,
I think it's overrated in general. A little bit.
I just wanted to try it, and I was drunk
I
enough to try
the,
it, but it,
yeah,
it was.
Shut up, Harry.
But I was so anyway, that was the end. So then we broke up.
Now we know where Dante stands on it. How Dante feels
Dante's
about
a big
it.
Anal guy.
Don't tread on me.
Well, there's a snake in that.
I gotta respect your rights. Respect the individual rights.
To choose.
So he told you he processed it.
Right, and then I called. Then he broke plans with me via text, and I said you couldn't even pick up the phone to break plans with me the same day we were supposed to go out. I had to rearrange my schedule with my campaign, and you know I'm running for fucking office.
Yeah,
and I had shows that weekend. Like I was, you know, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
I said you're a pussy.
Oh boy, you doubled
down. I wrote that. He goes, that was a pussy move.
That's what he wrote back.
He's like, I should have called you. And they picked up the phone. We had this inane discussion. And I'm like, well, he goes, well, I said, it's not working out for me. He goes, well, I want to date other people. I'm like, I don't care what you do after this relationship. I just broke up.
I don't think you understand.
You
this
said
is over.
We broke up. She says, well, I want the bedroom painted
that's
blue.
Like, that's like going,
get the fuck out of here.
You're fired. Well, what about the benefits package? When do we go for lunch?
What's my bonus?
Yeah. What are we having at the company picnic? I don't give a fuck. You're fired.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
She's out of her mind.
So,
I love
that
it.
So you never really liked this guy to begin with.
Him.
So why do you think this feels very, even the telling
was,
of this story does
well,
not feel
here,
like.
Well, you know, he wasn't here for like 10 days within the month. But then he came, you know, we had some nice dinners. And it was,
just enjoyed doing some shit.
I didn't have a social life.
You just
life.
Liked having activities
Stacey
to do.
Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, Stacey likes a strong dude.
I can gather.
She,
yeah, yeah.
Stacey wants a good dude with a third Neanderthal kind of caveman,
yeah.
But not you know.
Smart. They have to be smart.
Somebody who doesn't want to process it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have to hit her over the head with a club.
Like, accept me. Like, let me be a little bit weird. Let me like express myself. Like, don't take me so seriously.
Yeah.
When I don't want to be taken. When I'm drunk. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's I be like my ex-husband. Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
is you know he was a soft guy, but he was strong.
Yeah,
he wasn't Neanderthal, but he was very strong.
Why did you guys not work out?
We just grew apart.
I didn't. Mm. I knew that wasn't going.
But we were. But, yeah. But when it worked, it worked. I mean,
what did he do? Yeah,
yeah. He was a comedian.
He was a comedian. Okay.
But he wasn't. He didn't go hard like Stacey went. Like he was comedian.
Would I know him or not?
He was funny
yes.
though. Tim
yes.
was a funny dude.
Yeah, Tim.
Good writer.
Oh, you will name. Oh, you will name names.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, Tim Omian. Yeah, my husband.
Omian. But he didn't go hard like Stacey. Like
no,
Stacey was trying to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I used to
you
run
mean
into
comedically.
Stacey. Yeah, like not, he was kind of like
he was
funny.
In it. He was in it,
yeah,
but he wasn't
not,
all
like,
the way.
Everybody's not built for this life.
No.
But he's a road guy. He likes the road. He loves the road. He's happy where he is.
Yeah.
You know, he's a different type of comic than me. But he put up with me, in a way. He fought me. He knew how to. He didn't have to process anything.
Yeah.
And, you know.
This is interesting because this is a perspective that lets me know that some women are aware that they put up. They create. A little bit of
problems.
An issue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Stacey is admitting, like, she creates a little bit of tension.
But I was drunk I also didn't know him
well. I don't mean in that situation. I just mean in general.
If you're going to like act like you're telling me it's the last stop on the train or whatever that is.
This is the lovey-dovey stuff.
This is the last stop.
Like, I'm going to call you out. Like, what he should have said is like, well, you know, I'm not there yet, but I'm feeling really strong feelings. Or
this is like the second stop on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, I have a lot more stops to go. I got a lot more.
Again, weird. After the anal, we got more stops.
I'm on the local.
Just so you know, this train's going express.
I'm on the local. I have a lot of...
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a very, you know, and the relationship before
But the thing you touched on, which I think is interesting, you said you like pushing buttons. What's that
not
about?
Not on purpose. When I don't...
Okay.
No, I don't want to push your buttons, but when my...
you will.
No, well...
Is it...
If
is
I feel
it,
you're not getting, I'm going to fucking kill you. Push
okay,
your fucking
is
buttons.
It, is it that if you think the guy's too weak, then you push the buttons?
I don't know if the word weak or
weak is the word.
I don't trust.
Well, that's weak.
Both, but weak or trust, yeah.
Weak is...
If it's full of shit, basically, like, I'm going to fucking push you over the edge until your shit is all over you. And then you're going to be like, oh.
You know...
That
I'm
makes
gonna,
sense?
Yeah, well, let me tell... I'm going to tell you something. And, yeah. And I was talking to a friend of mine today, in fact. And he... Super talented dude. Sings, dances, writes music, plays instruments, but good friend of mine, but was always kind of a liar. Like,
I tell you, I have a great story about that after.
And I said, he's because he hangs out with me a lot. He's grown a lot in terms of being more honest. And what I was explaining,
liar. But what do you mean by liar? Give me an
example. When we were young, I've known him 30 years. When we were 20s, like, we would be together, and he would be like, oh, when does your album drop? And we're like, motherfucker, you ain't got no album.
You don't got no fucking album? What the fuck album?
But when later, I've always got on him.
Like, to make himself look better, or just...
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Just insecure and trying to make himself look better.
But not like a crazy person.
But he
lying.
Was really dope already.
Right.
Like, if he had just went with what he had, he was still dope. But you know, you find these dudes, they're insecure, and because they're insecure... So there's a thing I always say. You know, you go on a dating app, and a guy's 5'4", but he puts 5'6". It's because he doesn't think that 5'6" is enough. He thinks... 2 inches is going to make... If I'm just...
This guy was short, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, that's exactly how tall he was, 5'4".
He's shorter than you?
I'm 5'2", so, okay. But I wear heels a lot. And
yeah, so you probably...
don't care, but I don't give a shit about
but
that.
But if you... It's almost like in their mind, they're going, if I was only 2 inches taller, everything would be fine. But no, it's not the 2 inches. It's everything
else.
Well,
it depends where the 2 inches are.
Well, fair enough.
That's true.
Fair enough.
2 inches can't make a big difference.
Fair enough. But
especially the way Stacy fucks, apparently.
Yeah, well,
two inches is a big deal.
2 inches is good for anal sex.
That's all I need.
Yeah, I guess you don't want it bigger than that.
like it's a girl who wants to lose that 5 pounds because they think the guy's not going to like her.
Right.
It's minuscule, and you think it's important, but they don't even. Nobody knows.
Like, you have nice tits. That's all I care about.
So I said to him today, I was like, do you understand that being authentic, being truthful, being credible, when you open your mouth and you say things, the people around you know that you mean what you say, and there's no question about whether or not you're being truthful. I go, you understand that your words carry power because you don't waste them and you don't give them away randomly, and you don't say things that are not true. That is the great thing about truth. It gives your words gravity. So I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, he was in a bar and he borrowed some money from me, right? And I didn't really have it to give, but I gave it to him because he was in a bind. And then he told me, "Yo, I'm gonna be back." He was in the Dominican Republic, stuck in the Dominican Republic. So I sent him money for a ticket to get back and stuff and ship his stuff. And he came back, and he didn't. And I said, "Well, look, I really don't have this money, so when am I going to get it back?" And he told me, "Look, I'm going to get back. I'll straighten things out. I'll have the money back. I'll be back on Monday. I'll have the money for you by Thursday." Thursday comes and gone. next Thursday comes and gone. August comes, September, October, November, right? Finally, and I'm calling him like maybe once a month. Yo, where's my money? Where's my money? Right?
You're never gonna get that money.
Well, so I call him one day randomly, like maybe 8 o'clock in the evening, and he had the phone in his pocket. And for some reason, the phone, maybe the friction from him walking, picked up the phone, and I could hear him walking. The like I hear him walking, and be, and so in my mind, I was like, You getting my calls.
You're not taking them.
You're just not taking them, right? And for you to be in a bind, like he was stuck in the Dominican Republic without a way to get back. And I just felt like he had taken advantage of me. And so I left him a message. I said, listen, I know, at the time he was DJing. I said, I know where you DJ, right?
Uh-oh.
Every Thursday, I know you're at this club. And I know if you're not there tomorrow night, you'll be there the week after or the week after because I know this is how you make your money. I said, I'm coming. If I don't hear from you,
uh-oh,
I'm coming.
I wouldn't want that call from Dante.
I'm coming for your, to your club, right? The first thing I'm going to do, I'm knocking your bouncers out. Soon as I walk up, they're going to ask me for that, and I'm cold cocking both your bouncers because the reason being, I'm not fighting these guys afterwards. So I'm going to knock them out first. I said, I'm going to come in. I'm kicking both your bass bottom speakers in. And then you know how DJs use their laptop. And I'm ripping your laptop in half.
I like how
then I'm going to punch you in your fucking mouth.
In the
right?
middle of threatening them, you're giving them specifics. I'm going to tear apart the subwoofer. Okay. I'm going to bust up the treble. I'm going to rip up all your XLR cables.
And then the headphones are going to be around your neck.
He had those whole, you know, he had the big bass bottom.
Yeah,
so you come, you put a foot right in them.
It's done.
Done.
It's done. You're going to super kick his bass bottom.
You take your MacBook, rip it in half.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to punch you in your fucking face.
I wouldn't want that call.
He calls me up. He goes, why are you talking to me like that?
Hey, man, what's this all about?
I go,
where's all this negativity coming from?
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding? Why am I fucking? I go, he goes, look, where are you at? I'm going to bring you some money right now. So I said, you know where the fuck I'm at.
So he knows your house.
Of course. We've known each other for years. So he about an hour later, he comes. He brings me half the money. So I'll have the rest of it for you tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I said, I hope you have it for me tomorrow. Because next Thursday, I'm going to knock
night.
Your bounce.
Next Thursday, house party Thursday.
He paid me back, and I said, I'm going to do you a favor. I said, because what he used to do
now you're not friends with him anymore, I'm assuming.
We've kind of resolved it for time. No, but so I said to him, I said, your word means nothing. And I go, when your word means nothing, you what you do is, so what he would do is, he would do these parties where he would take 500 people to the Dominican Republic. Or he would take 500
people. Make a lot of money.
But he would fuck up the money somehow, and he would always borrow from Peter to pay Paul, so he would have
pyramid scheme.
Was it the fire? Nah, the fire
it
festival?
Kind of like the fire, but like he just would fuck up this, and then he would have
he
to
spent
take the,
it. He spent it on himself.
He just was shitty at organizing and stuff because he was insecure. So like he would hire Tommy Davidson, like, and pay him a couple thousand dollars.
Well, you didn't have to do that necessarily.
And then he would have Tank come and sing and come on the like do a ski trip. And so it was always trying to impress people instead of trying to make the money.
Right.
But when you're doing these trips for poor people who don't really can't afford it, you have a pay schedule. So you pay $150, then by June you got to pay another $250.
Right.
And because they can't really afford a vacation.
Right.
But
so
if your word
get that
means
money early, and then
right.
Just,
but if your word doesn't mean anything, you're literally acting as a bank for people,
right?
So then I said, you understand that the minute your word means nothing, your business is over,
right?
Because it's not like you're doing trips where somebody hires a trip and they pay the all of what you're asking people to trust you. So if they can't trust you, they can't. And so he had the next week he had another party that he was taking a bunch of people to the Dominican Republic for a jazz fest. And he called up the guy from the last hotel that he fucked up. And he said, listen, I was talking to my boy and I just wanted to bring you some money. I wanted to send you some money. He says, because I'm coming down there and I just wanted to make sure I took care, you know, at least paid you some of the money. And the hotel guy said, I'm happy that you called me. Mm. He said, because all the hotel owners, we know each other.
They'll talk, yeah.
He said, if you wouldn't have given me this money, you would have brought 500 people to the Dominican Republic and they would have had no place to stay. Yeah, I had already fixed it with the other hotel owners that when you came, none of your reservations were going to be
valid.
Can you imagine 500 people?
You would have been killed.
It is a Dominican Republic. That is a secondary solution.
Yeah. Well,
that's a second phase.
And he called me up and he said, man, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you telling me that. And he told me the story that he paid the guy. He gave the guy a couple thousand dollars. And the guy. And
it always catches up to you eventually. It
always catches up. So the honesty is so important.
Well, I have a story, a really crazy story.
Tell me.
Do we have time? I don't know if we have time.
Yeah,
we have time.
We have time,
and then we'll go over the Patreon.
I want to say, so he called me up. I said, but understand something. I'll never give you, don't ever ask me for anything again.
No, that'll never happen.
So he called me up and he said that his daughter was in a bind and blah, 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 blah. He says, listen, I need $250. He goes, I know we talked about keeping my word and telling the truth. He goes, I promise you. And I said to him, I said, listen, we've been friends for 30 years. I go, I don't trust you to not wreck our friendship for $250. I don't trust you to do that.
Right.
And he goes, oh, I'm really in a bind. Could you really, man, I'm really pleased. I go, look, dog, I don't even want to give you the opportunity to fuck up the relationship, that the 30-year friendship down the road. And sure enough, gave him the $250, and he fucked me again. And it was only $250, so, I mean.
It wasn't going to break you, but still.
But it was killing me.
The idea of it.
That he couldn't. Like, that he would literally risk a 25, 30-year friendship over $250 because instead of ripping his laptop in half, and I just, the best $250 I ever spent.
You lend somebody money, you never have to hear them from them again.
It's
the best way to get rid of somebody.
You're done. But people don't understand that the gravity of your so it's interesting how sexy that is to a woman. When the guy says what he means, and he means what he says.
Right. Like, he could have just been honest and been like, I'm not there yet. You're drunk. Let's talk about this tomorrow.
Right.
I'm going to go to sleep. But he got, like, angry with me. And then now he's still texting me. I'm like, how are you feeling? How is your debate? I'm like, and I've been very polite, but I'm like,
But why are you being polite? Let me ask you that.
Because I don't...
Is this the way you are?
That's the way I am. It's like, I don't want to be a dick, but there's no reason not to be a dick because we talk things out, but I don't want to go back. I don't want...
Yeah, but here's my thing.
He wasn't feeling so good today.
I say this to Harry all the time. I said, you know, assholes have no problem being assholes.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then when you check them, then you're... Oh, how could you do this to me? And Harry will tell you, I'm always the dude. Oh, this is what we doing?
Mm.
Okay. Let me show you how you... Let me show you the biggest asshole, and I'm... All, like, and everybody jumps on me because I'm always.
I don't.
Like,
not anymore.
Well, he used to go. He's a little. Come on. Now he goes. Now he goes.
I enjoy the show. I just sit back and enjoy the show.
Now Harry goes. I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, bro.
You ain't gonna like how this turns out. But what I find is those. So, like, I'm 50 years old. So
me too.
So my thing is, I've seen more sunsets that I'm gonna see.
Right.
Mm. I'm not wasting time with your bullshit no more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to hear, how are you doing? How is your debate? I'm like, I'm like, what, why? You're gonna come to my, like, what do you want from me? Like,
and you don't even want to be around him. He's a pussy.
It's not like, he's not my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He just wants my connect. You know, people want your connection.
Do you think that's what it is? It's the connections or?
Yeah, like I put him on Twitter and he got 10 followers, all my friends, you know?
10 followers. Got big connections, jeez.
Good fucking so Stacey Presley. She got the big wig.
Brussman bump.
You got the 10 followers. No, but you get what I'm saying? It's like, I'm like, what am I going to be? I mean, he was just being polite, but do I just cut him off and never speak to him?
Do you?
I did that before.
Do
no,
you want to talk to him?
No, I don't.
Then why would you talk to him? Why would you? Look.
It was literally a 4-second thing.
Do you think you're going to live till 100?
Hope so.
Realistically.
Hopefully 85, 90.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is, when I say I've seen more sunsets than I'm going to see this, I have less days left than I have.
Right.
Why would I waste that?
Right.
Why would I waste 4 minutes on somebody who's not worthy. And this is not even something that you like. You don't even really like.
No, I'm just being polite. I was just being polite. I'm a polite person.
For what?
Yeah.
If somebody
you don't have
tells
to be polite.
Me I have to process this and you hurt my blah, 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 and I'm not interested. Fuck
no,
you.
No, I don't want to go back with him. I'm like, why is he still bothering me now? That's what I
because he still wants to fuck you.
Yeah. That's
I
not
mean,
gonna
that's
happen.
Really
yeah.
Well, we'll wait till that election.
Or he wants
I mean,
that
you know,
or he wants that next that another, gotta, another 10 person
he wants
bump on
yeah.
He
wants bedroom.
Another 10 person bump on his Twitter followers.
Who doesn't want to have anal sex in Gracie Mansion?
And 10 Stacey, more followers.
And 10 more followers.
That's a win-win on all levels.
I don't have the time. I actually walked out on a relationship after a year. This
okay.
is a crazy.
I want to hear about this, but we have to go over to Patreon.
We're Patreon.
We've run out of time on the regular show. You can find your glasses. Dante, if you could...
Stacey, first, let me plug your website and your stuff.
Pressmanformayor.com, or for those that don't spell P, the number 4M.NYC. To go to my campaign website and donate money. We need money to buy advertising and to win the election.
And what is the election, by the way?
Pressman, P-R-U-S-S-M-A-N, 4, F-O-R, M-A-Y-O-R .com. Or, for those that want to not type a lot, P, the number 4, M.NYC.
Cool.
And when is this election?
The election's November 2nd.
November 2nd. All right, everybody.
And
you have
then
time
I'm
to support.
Going away.
Listen, if you know nothing about our policies and you got to vote, I mean, who are you going to vote for?
Somebody
Andrew
does,
Yang? Yeah, what's he going to do?
He doesn't do
anything. He's not running. It's me. It's six people.
You're not going to get that 10-person bump on your Twitter from Andrew Yang?
Let me ask you this. How many of the mayoral candidates do you know that are willing to have survived anal sex?
Not many. I'm
how many?
I don't think any of them actually.
Yeah. Maybe Eric Adams.
Yeah, maybe Eric Adams. Stupid.
Eric, he's in Brooklyn.
Harry, talk to me.
You go to my social media. Not like you guys. You haven't yet. It's been 9 years. Well, who am I kidding? At Harry Turjanian. It'd be nice if some of you checked it out, but let's be honest, you don't. At Harry Turjanian is all my stuff. That's what I'm
y'all know me. Dante Nero, whatever. Check me out. Everything Dante Nero, Man School 202. Don't forget it, man. If you like what we're doing, man, please sign up for the Patreon. That helps us keep doing this if you like the
That's
content
right.
that we're putting out. Really appreciate y'all. At Man School 202
patreon.com/manschool202
GYBB get your balls back. WWDD what would Dante do? The sexual revolution be a podcast. Yo, I love y'all, man. Thanks for listening. And we're gonna go talk about this some more shit behind the
absolutely we got a couple stories, more stories from the lovely, the talented, the crazy Stacey Pressman.
Crazy.